The New Orleans Pelicans did not make the NBA playoffs this year, but the team did get some good news this week.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
The first pick in next month's draft is expected to be Duke superstar Zion Williamson, a player New Orleans hopes can transform their franchise. But how does this work? Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, the NBA draft lottery, ping pong balls are involved. What happens here?
Yeah, weighted ping pong balls that they have actual experts to make sure it's all on the up and up. Well, I could get way, way into the weeds and the details, let's just say this. What every league wants to do is reward or at least console the bad teams with the good college players. So as soon as they started defining rules for the draft, they said, all right, the worst teams will get the first picks. Maybe they'll get the best players. Now, here's what happened. All the leagues, most of the teams in the league said, why not just be really, really bad on purpose to guarantee us the best pick? So to thwart that, the NBA is at the forefront of saying, all right, we're not going to guarantee that the worst team gets the first pick. We'll just give the worst team the best odds of getting the first pick. And even that was not enough of a disincentive to thwart this tanking on purpose. So now the rule is the worst teams all get a 14% chance at the first pick, which means that some other teams who were bad but not abysmal, witness your New Orleans Pelicans, can sneak in, can come up to number one. If they get the right combination of ping pong balls, they could get Zion Williamson. And in this case, I think a lot of people in New Orleans are getting a tattoo that says 7-4, 12-13. That was the winning ping pong ball combination that got him Zion.
Okay, thank you, Mike Pesca. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Now, let's talk about what's going on in the court right now, Mike. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Toronto Raptors in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. But people are still talking about this amazing moment when the Raptors won game seven over Philadelphia with an incredible shot by Kawhi Leonard that bounced on the rim several times before going in.
Yeah.
Boing, boing,
boing. Reenacted for us on the radio.
Yeah, it was a tight. This is the audio version, yeah. Amazing shots from the corner for the ear. Kawhi Leonard was a great, and I think you could argue about the third best player in the NBA when he was on San Antonio. Wasn't happy there, which is weird. Everyone's happy in San Antonio. But then goes to Toronto, takes the 76ers to this game seven, and he was the only one who even dared to shoot in that game. You know, the rest of the starters on his Raptors team attempted 35 shots and made 12 in the whole game, whereas Kawhi attempted 39 and made 16. So he was the entire team, and it all came down with the score tied to that huge shot by Leonard, pushing his Raptors further than they've gone before. They're one series away from making the NBA Finals. Unfortunately, standing athwart him is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is the excellent center they call him.
Do that one again.
I'll try to. There are two ways to pronounce Antetokounmpo. That is the more Greek way than they have a different way from his own language, yes.
Are the Golden State Warriors, though, still the favorites, do you think, to win everything? They're going to play game two tonight against the Portland Trailblazers.
More than still the favorites. They've become the odds-on favorites. So when I last spoke to you, they were about 2-1 odds to win the championship because they had to go through the Houston Rockets. And they did go through the Houston Rockets quite efficiently. And now, instead of being 2-1 odds, they're 1-2 odds, meaning if you want to win $50, you have to put up $100 if you want to bet on them. And the reason is their opponent this round, the Portland Trailblazers, is a nice, good basketball team. They're just not this, you know, juggernaut of talent that the Warriors are. And then if you look to the East, the teams we were talking about, they don't seem quite as seasoned. It doesn't seem on paper in reality that anyone could stand up to the Warriors. And their best or second best player, one of the best players in the world when you're talking about the Warriors, Kevin Durant, has been out the last few games. He could come back and just, you know, annihilate all comers.
Right. Look, hockey has been awesome. We want to mention that. We'll take it up another time. But before we let you go, in about the minute and a half we have, the Preakness is tomorrow. This is 2 weeks after that Kentucky Derby when the winner, Maximum Security, was disqualified. Country House declared the winner. Neither's running tomorrow. That was always the way. But now Maximum Security's owners have sued in federal court. Just briefly, what's the case?
They didn't like the process of by which their horse was disqualified. It was a long process, and it was frustrating to maybe people who don't know horse racing, or in the case of the Wests, the owners of Maximum Security, some people who do. But that is the process. And I would say maybe it wouldn't have taken so long, but 9 times out of 10, when Maximum Security, when that horse did what he did, which is not unethical, but there are so many horses in the Kentucky Derby, you're going to get in the way of another. When a horse impedes the progress of another, that horse is often disqualified. They are literally taking this case and claiming that it was an unconstitutional, as in U.S. Constitution, unconstitutional display of government powers. You know, the sanctioning boards of racing are government and quasi-government entities. Legal experts say it'll be a tough case, but there is a lot at stake. It'll be interesting, maybe more interesting than the Preakness.
Well, before I send everybody to Plimico a day early, the Preakness is Saturday. I said tomorrow.
Yes. And we'll broadcast from Louisville, by the way, next Tuesday.
Oh, so fabulous.
Stand by for
Mike,
that.
Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
They've already run, though, guys.
It's Here and Now.